Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them, a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you two full hours of phenomenal female-fronted radio. It is June. It is Pride Month. Happy Pride every month here on Girly So Groovy. We have been doing something new this year. It's a year-long monthly series where each month we select one trailblazing or groundbreaking artist to celebrate. Because it is Pride Month, I have selected the phenomenal Michelle Ndege Ochello as an artist we need to dig in and celebrate. The timing of it was perfect. Michelle Ndege Ochello has just released her 13th studio album. The new album is called The Omnicord Real Book. She released it just last week. It arrives 30 years after the Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, and bass player released her dazzling debut album, Plantation Lullabies. And I've got to say, unlike a number of her peers in jazz and pop, specifically hip-hop and neo-soul, Michelle Ndege Ochello hasn't spent the past 30 years segueing to a more easily digestible sound or pivoting to another career altogether or just fading away completely. On the contrary, she's been doing some of the best work of her career in her 50s. And I've got to say that is not unusual in jazz, where age actually can bring about status. But as pop stars can attest, it's more unusual in pop music. It helps when an artist like Michelle Ndege Ochello does not chase trends or adhere to any hyper-specific style. Amid the fickle music industry, Michelle Ndege Ochello has always danced to the beat of her own bass line. She was born Michelle Johnson in West Berlin to a U.S. Army band saxophonist father and an elder care worker mother. Her family relocated to Washington, D.C. when she was just 3 years old. At 17, Michelle cast off the name Johnson to adopt the Swahili surname Ndege Ochello, which means free like a bird, setting her apart from the crowd as much as possible. With her instrumental prowess, Michelle could have become a full-time session player, but instead, in the early 1990s, she was one of the first to sign to Madonna's Maverick Records, firmly planting her feet in the pop camp from the start. Her debut album introduced a versatile voice that split the difference between the hip-hop of Queen Latifah and the soul of Nina Simone, jazz-infused instrumentation, and a take-no-prisoners attitude. It is an album and a start of a career that celebrated blackness, told all the stories of blackness, and looked at all the angles of blackness in art. So let's kick off this second hour celebrating Michelle Ndege Ochello.
Talk to me, yeah, I seem to call out for some comfort. Is it the everyday racism or a pain from deep within? I may not understand now, but then again, you could talk to me or we could just sit here and daydream. Say you're heading my way, too lonely hearts on the subway, singing the blues on the subway train. Is hard, that's a fact, but I can rise above when I have love. Here comes the train, please don't turn and walk away. Stay, we can resubmit the socket shine day. I lose myself in the book, I escape to my heavenly tomb. Oh, and we can read the voice, it's your choice. I just wanna get to know you.
Ooh. space accompanied by some strictly roots adventure. It's just nice to be here. And often our conversations drowned out by a passing subway train. Come here and just burn.
Thank you. I catch a whiff of your rose tipped tea.
Celebrating the trailblazing black and queer musician Michelle Indigay Ocello in the second hour of Girly So Groovy, while also celebrating the musicians and bands inspired from the work of Michelle. We just heard music, new music, from British singer-songwriter Arlo Parks. Her new sophomore album is called My Soft Machine. We heard the song Blades. I thought Arlo Parks was a perfect fit for this hour, celebrating Michelle Indigay Ocello, as Arlo Parks herself is a queer black woman in the music industry, but also too, Arlo Parks has talked about how the music of Michelle Indigay Ocello definitely influenced her when writing her new second album. In the middle, it is the poet meets hip-hop meets R&B band Tank and the Bangas. Fans of Michelle Indigay Ocello themselves, we heard the song Spaceships. That's from Tank and the Bangas' debut album, Green Balloon. And then we started the second hour with Michelle Indigay Ocello herself, reaching back to her now 30-year-old debut album, Plantation Lullabies. We heard the song Two Lonely Hearts on a Subway. One of the reasons I want to celebrate Michelle Indigay Ocello is because it's Pride Month, and Michelle Indigay Ocello is an absolute out and loud queer musician. In fact, if Michelle Indigay Ocello chose to celebrate and tell all sides of stories of what it means to be a black woman in the 90s with her debut album, Plantation Lullabies, in 1995 when she released her sophomore album, Peace Beyond Passion, she did the same, but this time to celebrate her own sexuality and cast all different sides of what it means to be a queer black woman in the 1990s. Doing that in the 1990s definitely means you need to have a bold, unshakable voice. And that is why we are celebrating Michelle Ndiaye Ocello. Oftentimes, she was both embraced by Black and gay communities, and she was also pushed away. Michelle Ndiaye Ocello in the 90s said there were many times where she was told she was not gay enough or Black enough or too Black or too gay. And yet she kept walking her walk, speaking her truth in an unmovable voice. In fact, for much of her career, Michelle Ndiaye Ocello has laced her sexuality into her music with such a bold swagger that I love. So here is Michelle Ndiaye Ocello right now with such song. The song is called Pocketbook, and I think you'll see what I mean when I say about that confident swagger that she brings to her sexuality and music.
Look ahead.
John Coltrane and Miles Davis.
Dizzy Gillespie, this is a song for you. Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and Robert Johnson, and Charlie Patton, the list goes on and on and on. Mm-hmm. Ma Rainey, Bessie Smith, and Memphis Minnie, Minnie Ripperton, Sister Puma, Tammy Terrell, and Karen Carpenter, Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, Cherivon, your memory still lives on in me.
All the kids run around playing free and fun while the dogs lap around the camp. Falling down, climbing trees, swimming in the river, no life jacket on their backs. Daughters sharpen the knives and they hunt for food while they watch their children grow. Mothers go into work and they shake the hands of a corporate tycoon's ghost. And I'm afraid. Ah, I'm so afraid. Ah, what if I lose? Is what I think to myself. I'm fine in my shell. I'm afraid of it all. Afraid of love. I'm you. A gift and a curse to the wilderness when the leaves only turn to brown. Birds fly high and they wink at all of the grandmothers on the ground. The rain pours down in the village dance. My cousins fetch for lunch. While I sit in my room writing letters to my church and things and such. Cause I'm afraid. Thank you.
celebrating the groundbreaking work that Michelin de Gioacello has done as a trailblazing musician, plus celebrating the musicians and bands influenced by Michel. It is music right there from Janelle Monáe. I talked about at the start of the set, before we got into the music, how 30 years ago, Michelin de Gioacello was criticized for being too gay or not gay enough, but she still had that bold voice. And I think it's because, as a queer Black woman in the 90s, that she was fearless to say, here I am, 30 years later. Janelle Monáe is applauded and celebrated for being a queer Black musician. And there is that thread line between the two. So Janelle Monáe right there with the song So Afraid, that's from her album Dirty Computer. In the middle, it is a soul musician, India Ari. In 2001, she released her debut album, Acoustic Soul. It was part of the neo-soul movement of the late 90s, early 2000s. India Ari definitely pointed fingers at Michelin de Gioacello in a good way for influencing the neo-soul movement and kind of helped launch that in the early 90s. And then, of course, we had Michelin de Gioacello starting the set with her song, Pocketbook. That's from her 2002, I believe, fourth album, Cookie, the Anthropological Mixtape, her fourth album. One of the other reasons why, including being a woman who celebrates her Blackness and her queerness in the music that she makes, another reason I wanted to celebrate the groundbreaking work of Michelin de Gioacello is that I feel like in many ways in 2023, we live in what could be called a post-genre music world. Songs and musicians just blur the genre lines, and that is a very good thing. And Michelin de Gioacello was one of the absolute pioneers of that movement. She has survived the best and worst of what a career in music has to offer. She has just pushed aside the boundaries of genre for originality. She's pushed aside celebrity for longevity. She's pushed aside musical trends for musical truths. If you're a fan of Michelin de Gioacello, you have come to expect the unexpected, to follow her journeys into soul, R&B, jazz, hip-hop, rock, all bound by the search for love, justice, respect, and resolution. They're sonic investigations that make the music so unpredictable. And again, one of the reasons she's a groundbreaking artist. She was doing this in the early 90s, and now we live in what I call a post-genre world. Here is Michelin de Gioacello right now, here on Girly So Groovy.